Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
For today's special episode, we invited Ravin Sharma, the writer and creator of the famous 5 a.m. Club. What are the actual benefits of waking up so early? What are the things that have made a difference for those who have a morning ritual? What is the key to achieve the things we want in life? Is getting up early what we need to be productive? We will be talking about all this and much more today. So stay with us.
From the beginning.
Se regalan dudas, nace de la infinita necesidad de cuestionarnos todo lo que está a nuestro alrededor. ¿Por qué creemos lo que creemos?
¿Qué alternativas hay?
¿De dónde venimos y hacia dónde vamos?
¿Cómo tomar decisiones más informadas?
Coexistir para vivir más intensamente sin dejar de crecer.
Hemos tenido tantas dudas durante tanto tiempo que te las queremos regalar.
Soy Leti Sagún.
Y yo Ashley Frangé.
Y en este espacio invitamos a
expertos, amigos, profesores, gente que queremos y que admiramos, que sabe y no sabe tanto
de todo eso que tendríamos que estar hablando.
We're very happy today. We have a very special guest, Ravin Sharma. We heard about him a few years ago with a very famous book back then, but my partner Ashley hasn't stopped talking about this book called The 5 a.m. Club. I've not yet joined The 5 a.m. Club, but I'm very interested from all that I've heard that has changed her life already. So we're just very excited to have here the author of the book. Welcome, Ravin, to Se Regalan Dudas. We're very happy to have you here today.
It's really a pleasure to be here. And congratulations on all the success of your podcast across Latin America.
Thank you. I think of all the guests that I've ever had, I'm more excited about you at the top three because your work has really impacted my life in a, I don't know, sometimes when we go to therapy, it takes some time, you know, to see the changes and to see, but yours was automatically, like I felt the changes within the week of joining the 5 a.m. club. And since then, I'm a 6 a.m. club member, but I still love your work so much and it has impacted me so much. So my first question to you would be about isolation. We grew up in Latin America, and I don't know anyone that grew up with a lone room. We always shared sibling rooms, and we are always surrounded by people 24/7 because that's the way we move in Latin America. And so when I read your book and you talk about the power of like isolation and being alone and enjoying this last few hours by yourself really impacted me because I've never known alone time before that. So my first question would be, why do you think like this alone time is so important and so impactful? And I think with the current situation, we were forced to, but many of us didn't know it before.
You know, Ashley, it makes me think of the great French mathematician Blaise Pascal, who said most of a human being's miseries derive from their inability to sit quietly in a room by themselves. And if you were to look at the great artists, the great writers, the great titans of industry, the great humanitarians, they all had one thing in common. And one of them was solitude. I mean, my life changed when I stood in Nelson Mandela's prison cell on Robben Island. And, you know, I saw the torture he experienced. I saw the degradation. I saw the isolation. I realized, you know, it was in Robben Island that Nelson Mandela became Nelson Mandela. And so in isolation, in solitude, we're confronted with ourselves. We're confronted with our insecurities. We're confronted with our fears. We're confronted with our pain. We're confronted with how we've mistreated people. But if we use solitude and isolation well, we're also confronted with our gifts. We're confronted with our promise. We're confronted with our talents. We're confronted with our longings. And so the great spiritual masters, the 5M Club is a book about philosophy. It's a book about productivity. It's a book about transformation. But there is also some spirituality in that book. And if you look at the great spiritual masters, they spent a lot of time in solitude. And they also said, be in the world, but not of the world. And so, Leticia and Ashley, I would say that's the game of the master. Not only the spiritual master, the productivity of the master, the entrepreneur master, the creative master. To be in the world, but not of the world. And how can you do that? Well, it's spent a lot of time in solitude. Because that's the power of the 5 a.m. club. The rest of the world is asleep. You're alone. You're running the 20-20-20 formula. You're running that victory hour. You're in solitude. It's when you spend time alone that you build intimacy with your biggest self. Mm-hmm. And it's only when you get to know your heroic self that you can go out in the world and present that higher, better self to the world.
I love that idea of solitude. I think it hasn't been, and throughout my entire life, I hadn't known this. And for the past 2 years, when I started learning about meditation and everything, I kind of understood for the first time that I was never connected to my inner voice and my inner wisdom. It's like I was always looking for reassurance outside of myself, advice outside of myself, finding people guilty about everything that was going on in my life outside of myself. So it's very interesting to me, not only that you talk about solitude, but that you make it so early in the morning. Because now that I think about like mothers, it's very hard to find even 15 minutes for yourself throughout the day or when you feel like you're busy the entire time. So I feel it makes sense to match these two things together, you know, solitude with waking up earlier so you don't have already the rush of the everyday life, right?
There's a reason why the great artists, many of them got up early, the great writers. And from 5 to 6 a.m. is the time of greatest quietude. And there's a line in the 5 a.m. club, which is, solitary is the new luxury. I think part of the thing about lockdown is we realize the purses we bought, the watches we bought, the suits we bought, the cars we bought, all those things that we bought to look good in the world. Guess what?
Can't tuck back.
They're in the closet. We're wearing sweatpants. Great time of spiritual development right now. It's a great time of personal development. It's great. It's we will never get this time of creativity for the rest of our lives.
I agree with you. I wanted to talk about something else that you talk in the book, that it's all the distractions we have and the multitasking that we live in the world that encourage multitasking. You're on your phone, but you're on your email, but you have your calendar and you're constantly on a call, but also running and watching TV. So like, what can we learn, A, from this idea of the distractors, and also what do you think about multitasking and what they've told us is like the way great to be productive? But I think that everyone that's tried it has failed miserably, including us.
Well, I'm not here to dismiss what some of the gurus say. Mm-hmm. My philosophy is you can play with your phone or you can change the world. You don't get to do both. And I believe, you know, I've worked with a lot of billionaires. I've mentored a lot of the world's most successful people. They have one thing in common. They are not masters of many. They are virtuosos of few. They're minimalists. So I would say to anyone who wants to get exponential productivity, build a life that matters, own your domain, and serve the world, develop a monomaniacal focus around a few things. In the 5M Club, there's a line that Mr. Riley, the billionaire tycoon, says, and it's, an addiction to distraction is the death of your creative production. And so one of the most important, and I talk a lot about it in the book, the tight bubble of total focus idea, the 90-91 rule. But literally, if you look at any great genius, they understood we are at war. We are at war right now, not only against the virus, we're at war against distraction. And we've got to literally armor plate and insulate our focus, our hearts, our creativity, our primal genius against distraction so we can do the work that will change the world and create a life that matters.
Wow. There's also this phrase I read about you that said, don't confuse activity with productivity. Many people are simply busy being busy. And what this reminded me was of how in the culture that we live right now, we celebrate being busy all the time. And it's like, if you work 24/7, you're more worth it. And I feel like we're just a very exhausted culture that gets very few things done just because we feel like we got to be up very early, but not with your philosophy. Just be up early to do more, to accomplish more, to get more busy, to answer emails from 6 a.m. till 12 a.m. the next day, you know?
The 5 a.m. club is pretty disruptive because it goes against a hustle and grind culture. One of the models in the book, I wish I could show you, but it's called the Twin Cycles of Elite Performance. And what that explains at a high level is simply this. Rest is not a luxury. Rest is a necessity. Our culture, you're totally right, Leticia. Our culture says, if you're not working 24/7, living your life like a five-alarm fire, if you're not busy being busy, you should feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You should feel shameful. You're being lazy. I'm going to say something a little unpopular. The great geniuses and the most productive people are professional resters. If you want to multiply your productivity, and there's a whole chapter in the 5 a.m. Club on this, called the essentialness of sleep. If you want to get more done, do less. You only need to work 5 hours a day. You see, this 14 hours a day model comes from the factory era, where if we worked longer on the factory line, we could produce more and the factory owner would make more money. But we're not in the late manual labor era anymore. We're in the cognitive era. And so we are paid to do amazing work and come up with amazing ideas. So you only come up with your best ideas when you rest, when you're having fun, when you've recovered a lot.
Yeah, rest and play, right?
Well, resting isn't just napping. Resting is playing. Resting is exercising. Resting is traveling. Resting is enjoying your life. And so if you want to get more done, the key is when you work, work like a woman or man on fire. If you have two hours of amazing work, full of total focus, intensity, creativity, that's more than most people get done in a week. So let's not confuse busy with productivity, and let's not confuse movement with effectiveness, and let's not confuse, you know, intense work or fake work with real work.
There's this part on the 5 a.m. Club that I really like when you talk about the four empires that we have, which is like the mindset, the body set, the heart set, and the soul set. I think most of us have been at times in our lives more focused in one than the other, right? So we either focus on our body or we're fully focused on our mind. But it, I find it hard sometimes to be balanced between the four of those. How would you recommend, or what do you think of, like, some like a way to find a balance of having these four taken care of?
Well, it's a great point, and I would suggest that that model is a very potent model. The four interior empires, and I think the reason that the 5 a.m. Club has become a movement right now is partly because of those four interior empires. Because if you go on Instagram, for example, go online, a lot of people who are in personal development, and I'm saying this very respectfully, but they will say to you, mindset is everything. And I think a lot of men were the so-called gurus in the past in personal development. And men very much live in their heads. So we've got this messaging that mindset is everything. If you read the right book and get a positive mindset, the world will be okay. If you recalibrate your beliefs to the beliefs of freedom and productivity and leadership, your world will be okay. But as human beings, our mindset is important. But in the 5M Club, I call that's only one of the four interior empires, because your mindset is your psychology. But we have a second interior empire, our heart set, which is our emotionality. And unless you purify your heart set, so you release toxic emotions that have built up from the past and increase positive emotions like gratitude, love, curiosity, passion, forgiveness, you're not going to win. But it's not only mindset and heart set. It's this other word I introduced called health set, which is your physicality. I mean, you need to have energy. You need to have longevity in order to own the game. But it's also your fourth interior empire, your soul set.
Mm-hmm.
And your soul set is not anything mystical. I believe we have an egoic self, which is our weaker, scared self that has formed as we've gone through life and got hurt and been taught to disbelieve in our genius. And then we have a heroic self. And so our soul set is our building our relationship with who we truly are, our highest self, our wisdom, our honor, our bravery, our love. And so what I'm trying to suggest is there are four interior empires to calibrate from 5 to 6 a.m. Mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. And when you work on all four, you do a little bit every morning for that victory hour that I talk about in the book, then small daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, lead to stunning results. How do you work on all four? You work on all four a little bit every morning.
Mm-hmm. As a part of this, I love that you also go into this idea of micro wins, right? Because it has happened to me many times in life that I don't do something because I feel that it's a lot. Like it's something really big that I have to do. And that unless I have everything perfect from the start and I have everything ready, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I love how you go into this micro wins of, you know, you do daily things that seem like very small steps at the moment, but it's only through those small steps that you get something big accomplished at the end. But I feel like a lot of people, including me, we're not starting or we're not even beginning our beautiful ideas just because we feel that we can't accomplish the whole spectrum.
I've been teaching this idea for 24 years. And the brain tattoo from the 5AM Club is small, daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, lead to stunning results. And you're right, I call them micro wins or 1% wins. And one of the rituals I talk about in the book is the daily five. So for all of your viewers from around the world, the daily five is simply this. If you commit to five micro wins every day, five little wins, at the end of 1 month, that's 30 wins. At the end of 1 year, that's 1,852 little wins. And so a great life is not about revolution. It's not about one day you transform and build Rome. A great life is less about what you do once a year. It's more about what you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe it was Confucius who said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Little wins every single day, when done consistently over time, lead you to a world-class life. And that's the power of the 5AM Club. You get up at 5AM because the way you start your day dramatically influences the way your day unfolds. Mm-hmm. Most people, especially now, they check the news. Why would you do that? Why would you fill your brain with cortisol, right? Why would you diminish your focus? So don't check the news. Don't check your notifications. Don't check your email. Start your day with some self-care. Start your day with a morning ritual that sets up your mindset, heart set, health set, soul set. You know, part of that is it's the little things you do every over many mornings revolutionize your life.
I love that. I wanted to talk to you. I know the 5 a.m. Club also focuses and mentions it, the night part of the day. But that's kind of what I have the most hard time. And I feel a lot of us now in quarantine have insomnia, and then we're on our phones until the last minute of the day, and we are like watching TV and doing all of these things. And I would like you to what do you think about the nightly routines and how it impacts the day the next day, and also how you close the day? Because I'm a pro at morning routines, but I'm horrified at night routines. So just kind of like, not only with the coronavirus, but in general, I feel like a lot of us just like, we go to bed completely rushed, and then it's like, oh, all of these things start rising from there.
Well, you know, I'm gonna answer your question, Ashley. And, I would say the key to a great morning routine is a strong strong pre-sleep ritual. And I'm very happy to give you some specific tactics. But I want to pull back, because you're talking about quarantine, and you're talking about people not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say something about that. You know, we live in a world right now which is, you know, be a machine, run your habits, feel guilty if you're not getting a massive amount done, feel bad if you're not feeling happy all the time. But I want to strip away the superficiality of that, if I may. You know, our world is falling apart in many ways. And it's okay not to feel okay in a time when we're dealing with so many issues. You see, I think if we weren't feeling anxiety right now, if we weren't feeling scared, if we weren't sometimes not sleeping well, if we weren't insecure about the future, if we weren't maybe not feeling motivated and inspired all the time right now, given what's going on the planet, I think that's what sickness is.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a beating heart, if you care about humanity, if you have the sensitivity required to do great work, you're hurting right now. And so if you're not sleeping, Ashley, it's because you're a human being. You know, I'm working on my new book right now. Usually, I mean, I'm in flow state all the time. I'm struggling with this book. You know, in February, I wrote massively. And then the world fell apart in mid-March. And I had some weeks where I was on fire. And I had some weeks where my creative tank was empty. And as I've got older, I've realized the artist's journey and the human being's journey is to have some weeks where you're on fire and some weeks mm-hmm. where your tank is dry. And that's okay. And I think we need to give ourselves more permission to be human. Murakami Hirokami, the great Japanese novelist, said, when you're not writing your book, you're writing your book. Mm. And I think great artistry is a blend between execution and incubation. And so right now, if we're suffering or learning or seeing what the world is, or, you know, looking at things and having conversations, and we're not being productive, well, we might not be productive in the world, but we're being spiritually productive. And this other form of productivity will find its way into our next masterpiece. So I just wanted to, if I may, make that point, which is we don't have to hustle, you know, we don't have to hustle and grind. We don't have to, you know, push ourselves. If you need rest right now,
mm-hmm.
rest right now. If you need a pizza right now, or a, you know, empanada or whatever.
Burrito.
It is, a burrito or a taco, or, you know, like we're all craving carbs right now. That's what cortisol does. That's what fear does. It's okay.
Mm.
We can lose the weight if that's important. We can lose it later. So back to sleep. You know, people think, oh, the 5 a.m. club. Well, I want to join the club. I've heard about the book. People are getting transformations, but I can't get up early. Well, the key to getting up early is an excellent pre-sleep ritual. And so if you, the 1 hour before you go to sleep is mission critical to deep sleep. And so what I would say is don't be on a white screen before you go to sleep. It'll affect, affect melatonin production. I would also say don't watch the news before you go to sleep. I see people watching these crime dramas. It's interesting how people watch. I'm not judging. I'm just reporting. I wouldn't put that toxicity into my system. If you want to do amazing work and be serene and peaceful and positive, you know, you become your influences. Why would you watch, you know, murder things and whatever, especially before you go to sleep? So before you go to sleep, no white screen, sleep in a cool room, have a bath before you go to sleep, do a meditation, don't eat 3 hours before you go to sleep, and have a really calibrated, peaceful pre-sleep routine. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to, and you might want to supplement. I take magnesium once in a while. You might have a herbal tea, chamomile, et cetera. And then you go to sleep and you have a deep sleep. Then you wake up early and you hit the ground running.
Yeah, it sounds good. Robin, before we go, I want to ask a question that our book club actually asked. They said, what advice would you give to young people that at this moment are full of doubt, uncertainty, and feel overwhelmed? And I feel that that reflects on everything that even represents this generation. Like we see, and even younger people than us, see everything that's happening in the world. Climate change, this virus, discrimination, oppression, like everything. It's just out and clear. We're not like the generation before us. We're not blind. We see it. But I feel like sometimes it's just too overwhelming. And you want to take care of yourself and you want to have a beautiful morning routine. But at the same time, you feel the weight of the entire world.
We all
what would
that.
You advise?
Yeah. It's not just, you know, teens, 20s. We all feel this. Mm-hmm. So I hear you loud and clear. And what I would say is, you're right. I believe the mother of all habits is your morning routine and joining the 5 a.m. club. We are at war. We're at war against distraction. We're at war against the coronavirus. We're at war against injustice. We're at war against a collapsing global economy. We're at war against environmental issues. Mother Teresa said, when we sweep our own doorstep, we can clean the world. The solution to serving the world and navigating the world is building your own inner heroism. So that's the power of the 5 a.m. club and your morning routine. You work on your mindset by reading great books and praying and meditating. You work on your heart set by learning to forgive and all those tools I talk about in the book. Learning to forgive, releasing fear, building gratitude. Learning to love from 5 to 6, you work on your health set. You exercise, you do yoga, you hydrate. Release the BDNF, release the dopamine, release the serotonin, the pleasure neurotransmitter, which makes you feel happier. And you work on your soul set while the rest of the world is asleep. So you actually connect with your inner heroism. You know, Albert Camus wrote a letter and he said, within the midst of a difficult winter, I realized there was within me an invincible summer. And once I realized that, it changed everything because I realized when life knocked hard on me, I had something deep within me that knocked back even harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so morning routine is the way to protect ourselves. I would also say Rosa Parks became Rosa Parks, not when everything was easy. Rosa Parks became Rosa Parks when she said, I'm not going to get up on the bus and go to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Mandela became Nelson Mandela when he went into Robben Island and endured 18 years on that island. So heroes are born not during times of sunshine. Heroes, you, me, the world. We develop our strengths, our bravery. We learn how to love. We can be more creative. We learn who we truly are. We develop the noble virtues when we suffer, when we face adversity. So why judge this as the worst time of our lives? And then I'd say finally, the nature of nature is change. You know, We have springs and we have winters. And so for anyone who's saying it's too heavy, it's overwhelming, you know, it's a phrase from one of the holy books. This too shall pass. This is a season. This is a winter. This is 1968 all over again in many ways. Mm-hmm. But we've been through plagues. We've been through depressions. Human beings survive. Always have. Always will. We will get through this. The question is, feel the suffering and feel compassion for those who are suffering, and there are a lot. And yet ask yourself, how can I use this time, which I will never have again, to do my masterwork and to build my finest self so that when this is over, and it will be over, mm-hmm. you come out born anew? Because part of us must die so the best part of us can be reborn.
Thank you so much. I wish I could talk to you for 10 hours, but I really appreciate that you took 30 minutes to talk to us. It means so much. And I know our community has been transformed by your work and will be now that they hear you. I appreciate so much that you were here and that you talked to us. Thank you so much.
And good luck with that new book. We're excited to read it.
Thank you both very much. I really appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Robin. Ciao. Bye.
Thank you. Gracias. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.